This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consultant Amanda Carrion. Last name C for Charlie, A for Apple, RR, I for India, O, N for Nancy. First name Amanda, A for Apple, M for Mary, A for Apple, N for Nancy, D for David, A for Apple. Date August 11, 2023, period, new paragraph. The C is a 32-year-old female patient who has been diagnosed to have ADHD. A for Apple, D for David, H for House, D for David in capital letter and period. The ADHD stands for Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, period. Her psychiatrist, P-S-Y-C-H-I-A-T for Tom, R-I-S-T, plan to use stimulant medicine to help her, period. And in view of her abnormal EKG, she has come here for cardiac evaluation, period. New paragraph. She denies having any chest pain, comma, chest tightness, comma, chest heaviness, or a chest discomfort, period. No history of dizziness or syncope, period. She says if she's asked to walk, she can walk about half a mile, period. Approximately 2 years ago, she was diagnosed to have deep vein thrombosis and pulmonary embolism, and since then she has not been able to walk, period. The patient denies having any cough with expectoration or edema of feet, period. In the past, occasionally with the coffee, she would have a short episode of palpitation, but in last few years, no episode of palpitation has happened, period. No history of any bleeding tendency or a GI problem. G capital, period, I capital, period, problem, period. New paragraph. Personal history, she's 5 feet 4 inch tall, period. Her weight is 210 pounds. Period, she has gained 30 pounds in 1 year, and she works on a desk, so not very active, period. The new paragraph, past history, no history of hypertension, comma, diabetes, comma, cerebrovascular accident, comma, myocardial infarction, or hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, comma, scarlet fever, comma, tuberculosis, comma, kidney or liver problem, period. No history of bronchial asthma, period. The history of deep vein thrombosis and pulmonary embolism, as mentioned about 2 years ago, period. Allergy, none, period, new paragraph. Menstrual history, her last menstrual period started 2 weeks ago, and she does have a regular menstrual cycles, period. New paragraph. Social history, she does not smoke and does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph. Family history, father died due to liver and kidney failure at the age of 60 years, period. Father used to be alcoholic, period. Mother is alive at the age of 61 years, period, and no brother or sister has any heart problem, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious and cooperative, period, pupil equal, and react to the light, period. There is no pallor, sinusitis or clubbing, period. No JVP, comma, edema, comma, calf tenderness, comma, Hohmann sign, comma, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both dorsal pedis, which are 4 out of 4, and both posterior tibial 1 out of 4, period. No carotid brui, period, and no obvious skin problem detected, period, nipperograph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity, 110/110/80 millimeters of mercury, period, nipperograph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI, cannot be localized, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. Supine position, there is an ejection systolically, period, no S3 and no S4 noted, period, but on turning to left lateral side, there is an ejection systolic click followed by ejection systolic murmur 2/6, which may be due to mitral wall prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period. No S3, period, no S4, period, and no other significant heart murmur noted, period, nipperograph. The respiratory system exam, air entries equal on both sides, period, there are no RALs or ronchi, period, nipperograph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period, there is no guarding or rigidity, period, nipperograph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, nipperograph. The other system, grossly within normal limit, period, nipperograph. The EKG shows normal sinus rhythm and mild T-wave inversion anteriorly, which may suggest possible anterior ischemia, but this is not a significant finding, period. There is also mild T-wave inversion in lead 3 and AVF, period. Nipperograph. In view of our EKG finding and a clinical exam, plan is to do stress test to evaluate patient response to exercise and request the echocardiogram due to possibility of mitral wall prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period. Depending on the results of the workup, further management will be planned, period, nipperograph. Initial impress number one, shortness of breath on mild to moderate exertion. Next line, number two, anterior wall ischemia on EKG only, period, mild T-wave inversion changes in the anterior leads. Number three, ADHD, next number four, mild to moderate degree of obesity. Next line number five, history of deep vein thrombosis and pulmonary embolism 2 years ago. Next number six, mitral prolapse and early mitral regurgitation, period, clinically, period. Nipperograph. Plan is to do stress test and echocardiogram, period, and depending on the results of the workup, further management will be planned, period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.